to unravel the mystery of Christ from all the interpretations put upon it is quite a difficult task. We're up against all kinds of misunderstanding of the mystery. Most people believe that it's secular history, that the story is something to do with some historical occasion, and it isn't. It's salvation history. The whole thing is taking place in you, the individual. It's not taking place on the outside at all. But how to convince men that this is true? Well, tonight we will try. I'll try to explain what I know from my own experience. The story is told of Christ, and the term called Son of Man is the term used most to describe the Christ, the Messiah. We are told in the book of Daniel, "And one like a son of man came to the Ancient of Days and was presented before him, and he was given dominion and glory and kingdom." Well, dominion means complete control of all human and non-human forces. Complete control. That's dominion. Glory is God Himself, as told us in the book of Exodus. "I'll make my glory pass before you, and when I pass by..." So he equates glory with I. So here it is God Himself. And now kingdom is simply the realm where a monarchical ruler dominates all things, the king. In the New Testament, it is said of him, which is the central figure, that he is the Son of Man.